Today, we'd like to see the title of lion. Lion is the animal. In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Before starting the Bible study, I want to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, who is worthy to open the scroll or the book and to loose its seals and why? So question one, in verse 2, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals and why? Second question, in verse 4, why did John weep? In verse 4, why did John weep? The last question, what does the lion in verse 5 mean? And any other meaning in the Bible? The question 3, last question, what does the lion in verse 5 mean? And any other meaning in the Bible? John the Apostle or elders wrote the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ delivered through Jesus and his angel by God. So in Bible, Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 talks about, first of all, God revealed something to Jesus Christ. So the revelation of Jesus was delivered to his angel. His angel is delivered the revelation of Jesus to John, the apostle and elder. So John the apostle and elder is different from John the Baptist. So John the elder apostle was Jesus' disciple. Then to whom? To seven churches in Asia. Today is Turkey, or minor Asia, today Turkey. So verse 1 said, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which gave him, Jesus, to show his servants things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. So first one, we can see the revelation of Jesus Christ is delivered to Jesus' angel than to Jesus' servant or Jesus' disciple John. So who did so originally? God did so. And verse 11 says, who are audiences? Saying, I am Alpha and the Omega. Alpha is the Greek word, the first word, like the English word A. Omega is English word Z, last word, the first and the last. So basically, Jesus is controlling the first and last, which meaning the middle two. Jesus controls everything. So Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it. So Jesus said to John, the apostle and elder, what you see, you means apostle John. What you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. So seven stand for perfect number or complete number, because God's number is three. So Trinity, God the Father, Son of God, Holy Spirit, co-equal, co-eternal, co-existent. So we call Trinity. Three, creature number. So creature number four, like a human being, two hands, two legs, four, like animal dog, so four legs. So four is a creature. So four plus three equal to seven. So perfect number, complete number. Right here, seven churches. So seven churches, typical examples of churches. Seven churches right here, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. So total seven churches sent in. Then today, verse 1. So chapter 5 and chapter 4 is talks about what will happen in heaven. So the Bible says the Christian will be caught up or will be raptured to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. So we don't know Jesus is coming in heaven when, but we are sure that Jesus is coming soon in heaven. So in heaven, what will happen? John the Apostle wrote down the book of Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5. Right here, chapter 5. And I saw, I is John, so in the right hand of him who sat on the throne. So basically John saw the Jesus Christ who sat on the throne. Throne meaning the seat of a king. That's called throne. So Jesus Christ sat on the seat of the king. Who saw him? John saw him. A scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. John saw certain books, scroll. At that time, no such like today books, not like that. That time is a papyrus, was a major in a book. That's called scroll. The scroll, so the letter was written inside, outside, together, in and out. The front side, back side, inside, outside. On the back, sealed with seven seals. Seven seals. So, basically, that time sealed with the wax or clay. So, somebody to open the seal in order to read that scroll. So this scroll size is about 20 feet long, really long, you know, but that is rolling, you know, the papyrus kind of book. Then I saw, John saw, a strong angel. So a lot of angels, but John saw a certain strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice. Certain, you know, angels show up, you know, proclaim, shouted, you know, with a loud voice. Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? So the angel raised a question, who is worthy to open the scroll to loose its seals? Otherwise, who is the owner of the scroll? Who is the owner of the earth? Because the scroll talks about the earth, what will happen. So right here, who is the true owner? So we know that in American law, the particular landowner is called as a landlord. Then landlord can give a lease to somebody. That's called tenant. Tenant has a possessory right, although tenant does not have a title owner, but the tenant can enjoy his or her possessory right. That is the tenant, we call American law. But in certain case, a certain possessor can have ownership. In state of California, some possessor the occupied a certain land, but he is a really trespasser, not real owner, but occupied for certain period of time. For example, in California state, 5 years requirement. 5 years, he occupies certain land as adverse possessor. Adverse, which meaning possession, adverse to true title owner. So adversely, the 5 years occupied, the adverse possessor become true title owner. That kind of stuff. So that's, you know, just the background. Let's see who is worthy to open the scroll to loose its seals. Otherwise, who is the owner of the title to the earth? So we see the Bible right here. But verse 3 says, and no one in heaven or on earth, under the earth meaning like a sea or something like under the earth, were you able to open the scroll or to look at. So which meaning no title owner exists in heaven, on the earth, or under the earth, which meaning under sea, were you able to open the scroll or to look at it. So first we know that God is a title owner to the earth. So why? Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens plural and the earth. So we know that because God created the earth, that's why God is true owner of the earth, or God is a landlord of the earth. Then God gives possession right, like a landlord gives a possession right to tenant, the lease tenant, like that. Possession right given to man, called as Adam. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 says, then God said, let us make man in our image. Let us, not let me, make man in my image. So we can see our plural. So when God created man, three God exist. We know that. God the Father, Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. So that's why God said, let us make, not let me make man in our image. According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Let them. Let people, let men have dominion or control over the fish of the sea, or possession right over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Basically, God created the earth as well as the heavens. Then God created Adam, man. So let Adam dominion over all the earth. So simply, God gave a possession right to Adam. So Adam has a possession right now. Then, unfortunately, Adam gave his given possession right to Satan. Genesis chapter 3 verse 6. So when the woman is evil, right? Woman saw that the tree was good, the tree over knowledge of good and evil. The tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband Adam with her, and Adam ate. So then, that moment God said, you may eat all fruit except the fruit of a tree of knowledge of good and evil. But then, if you eat that fruit, you shall surely die, without exception. But Satan suffered, tempted Eve first. So Eve was tempted. Then Eve ate, then Adam ate it. So once Adam ate the forbidden fruit, Adam gave his possession right to Satan. Then Satan becoming possessor, adversary to God. Because God doesn't want to give his possession right, God's possession right to Satan. So Satan become possessor when Adam ate the fruit of the forbidden tree. Then Adam in the kingdom of Satan, because Adam submitted to Satan while Adam disobeyed God's commandment. So Adam and Eve come from kingdom of God, or kingdom of life and light, into kingdom of Satan, or kingdom of death and darkness. So Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, that's why God evicted the Adam, Eve from Eden. Right here, Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, so God drove out the man, Adam, and he placed a cherubim. Cherubim is a kind of angel at the east of the garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So we see Jesus acknowledged that the Satan has a possession right over the earth. Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, we can see Jesus was tempted in three angles. First, the bread. Second is power. Third one is glory. Okay, here again the devil. So we know that devil. So the head of the devil is called as Satan. Satan is also devil, but the lot of devils, but the head of the devil is called Satan. The devil took him, Jesus Christ, up on an exceedingly high mountain, like a big bear or a 20 very high mountain, and showed Jesus all the kingdom of the world. Who showed? So Satan showed Jesus all the kingdom of the earth and their glory. And Satan said to Jesus, all these things on earth I will give you. So we see Satan had a possession right over the earth. That's why the Satan said, all these things I, Satan, will give you, will give Jesus, if Jesus will fall down and worship me. So that moment Jesus doesn't oppose the Satan's allegation right here, all these things I will give you, rather than Jesus acknowledge the possessory right of the earth belongs to Satan. So actually, at first, possessory right they have at first to God. So then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Only you shall not serve any other thing rather than God. So only you shall serve only God. Then also we see Satan's title. The Bible, Satan's title, Spirit of the World. Right here, the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, we see, now, disciple sent a letter to Corinthians Christians. Now we, believers, have received not the spirit of the world, which means we are not belonging to the spirit of the earth or the spirit of Satan, because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but the spirit who is from God. So our spirit comes from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Freely meaning without cost. It does not require any your labor, your money, your talent, totally freely. How we can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? Only you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was dead on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse your sins, and was buried and third day rose again. So basically, Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, if you believe in that Jesus Christ, once you believe in that Jesus Christ, you will receive the Spirit of God. That's freely. So it does not require anything. So that's why freely. Only faith required. John chapter 12, verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. The ruler. Ruler of the world. So Satan's title, the ruler of this world, will be cast out, which means will, future tense. Satan is not cast out yet. So we know that Jesus was crucified with bloodshed to cleanse our sins. That time Satan, so our sin all cleaned up. But Jesus' resurrection, at that time Satan was beat up by Jesus Christ. Resurrection meaning Jesus win over death power, evil power. Revelation chapter 9 verses 10 and 11, they had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt man 5 months. So here their power, the devil's power, to hurt man 5 times. So devil's intention to hurt or destroy, hurt 5 months, and they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit or abyss. Bottomless pit meaning abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon. Abaddon, Hebrew name Abaddon, means destroyer. But in the Greek, he has the name Satan, or devil's name, Apollyon. Apollyon, that means destroyer. So we know that although we live on the earth, sometimes we are tempted by Satan. That's why we got angry, we got upset, like that. So Satan was beat up by the Lord Jesus Christ, but Satan is not destroyed yet. Still, Satan works. Then, that's why Jesus came on the earth about 2,000 years ago, so in order to redeem us from eternal death, which means Jesus wants to restore the stolen the possession right of Satan to God, and possession right to take back. The First Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19 says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, not corruptible thing or earthly thing, like a silver or a gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Lamb is the title of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lamb is the symbol of a submission to God's will for crucifixion. That is a lamb. So you are redeemed. Why? Not with corruptible things, money, gold, or something, house. No, nothing, nothing. But with precious blood of Jesus Christ. Also, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 7 through 9 says, you, God, have made him, Jesus Christ, a little lower than the angel. God made Jesus a little lower than the angels. Why? Because Jesus tasted the suffering of death because of Jesus' crucifixion. Angel never die, but Jesus was dead on the crucifixion, right? Little lower than angels, you have crowned him, but God crowned the Lord Jesus Christ with glory and honor. So when Jesus resurrected from the death, so Jesus was ascended in the right seat of God the Father. So with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands, God's hands, you have put all things in subjection under his feet, his Jesus' feet. For in that he, God, put all in subjection under him, Jesus. God left nothing that is not put under Jesus. What does it mean? God put everything, all things, under Jesus. But now we do not yet see all things put under him. Not yet. Not all things are under Jesus yet. We do not see. When we can see it, Satan was completely cast out. That is talks about the book of Revelation chapter 20. Jesus Christ will come down on the earth. That time, Jesus Christ cast out Satan in bottomless pit, then millennium kingdom. At that moment, Satan completely cast out. Until that, we are struggling. We believers, we are Christians, but we are struggling with carnality controlled by Satan. So we ever warfare or spiritual warfare. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angel, because the suffering of death crowns with glory and honor through resurrection, that he by the grace of God might taste death for everyone. Everyone's redemption, that's why Jesus was dead on the cross. So also Ephesians chapter 1 verses 13 and 14 says, in him you also trusted. In him meaning in Jesus you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. What is the gospel of your salvation? The gospel, simply, the word for your salvation. So, Jesus Christ was dead on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse away, wash away your sins, was buried, and third day rose again. That's the gospel. If you believe that Jesus Christ, who did so, then you are saved. The gospel of your salvation. So upon your faith in that gospel, you are saved. In whom? What do you mean saved? Saved meaning, even if you have physical death, you shall be still alive. How long? Forever. You will still how long? Forever. How come? So basically, physical body made by dust in the earth. So this physical body will go to the earth certain day, maybe 80 years or 90 years or 100 years that come to. But upon our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, our spirit and soul is alive, because our spirit is the Holy Spirit dwell in us. So Holy Spirit lives forever. Holy Spirit is God. So God is eternal. That's why we are eternal. So certain point when, because Jesus rapture or Jesus coming in heaven, that point Jesus gives us a new body made by heaven, not by earth. So that moment we might have a new body made by heaven and spirit and soul. So that's why we live forever. So right here, Romans chapter 8 verse 23 says, not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. So right, waiting for adoption, the redemption of our body. Right now, we are groaning sometimes, which meaning we are still struggling with the Satan's power. So what does it mean? Satan not completely destroyed yet. Still, Satan worked through us. So, also Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13, 14 says, in Him, in Jesus, you also trusted. Trusted meaning you also accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, or you also believed in the Lord Jesus Christ after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of a promise. So we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit dwells in you, how long? Forever. Who is the guarantee or earnest of our inheritance? Our inheritance, earnest, what I mean, do you know earnest money? When you buy a certain house, you put earnest money. Earnest money, really, the earmark over your title owner to be. So paying to left the money. That kind of earnest. So right here, earnest over our inheritance of what? Inheritance of the kingdom of God. So during our physical life, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. At that moment, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. That's a seal to you. So that is a guarantee that you might have the kingdom of God in God's time. Until the redemption of the purchased possession. Purchased possession, the Lord Jesus Christ bought us with His bloodshed. That's a payment, His bloodshed. That's why purchased possession, redemption. So until, like a future tense, to the praise of the glory. So that's why also we can see salvation is not only the past tense or present perfect tense, also progressive salvation. Or salvation is a future. The Bible talks about all three types of salvation. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace you have been saved. You have been saved, meaning present perfect tense. Since a certain last time, you have been saved today. So, from past tense until today, that's called present perfect tense. Right here. You have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Through faith, you have been saved, meaning, two meanings. You were saved, and you are saved. That's called, you were saved, the past tense. You are saved, the present tense. Past tense plus present tense equal to present perfect tense. Right here. You have been saved. That's called justification. You are justified as a saved person or a righteous person because upon your faith. Then, second one is progressive, present progressive. Keep going on, progressive. For example, I have eaten the breakfast. That's a present perfect tense. Progressive meaning I am eating the breakfast. Right now, present progressive. This is salvation also, the Bible, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, present progressive tense right here. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, meaning while disciple Paul is there, you are obeying God. No, dude, you shouldn't. Even if while disciple is not there, you should still obey God. So, but now, much more in my absence, because the Philippians, disciple Paul sent a letter to Philippians Christians. So that in my absence, meaning in my physical absence, or while disciple Paul is not there, you are still obey God much more right there. Work out your own salvation. Work out progressive, not, you know, past tense or present. Work out present progressive. Work out your own salvation. How long? While you live on the earth. So work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So why, you know, we are working out salvation? Because Satan is still exists. That's why disciple Paul testified. Disciple Paul gave a confession by himself. Romans chapter 7, verse 24 through chapter 8, verse 1. Disciple Paul testified by himself before Roman Christians. All wretched men. Wretched man meaning I got bankruptcy. That meaning wretched man. All wretched man that I am. Who am I? I here, disciple. That I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So, disciple had two minds. One mind served the law of God, which meaning he want to submit to the word of God, the law of God. But the other mind, the flesh, against God, the law of sin. He want to make certain simpleness. That's why. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not work according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. So we have the spiritual warfare. One part is fleshly minded, tempted by Satan. The other one, spiritually minded by God. So they're kind of struggling. Why? Because Satan is still working on the earth. Romans chapter 5, verse 10. For if when, right here, future salvation, because we talked about the present past tense and present progressive tense. Present progressive salvation is called sanctification. So all Christians is sanctified to be just like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ until the Lord calls you in heaven. That is present progressive. Now is a future tense. Romans chapter 5 verse 10. For if when we were enemies meaning unbelievers, enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son. Because Jesus Christ died for us. That's why enemies meaning we subject to Satan. But Jesus was dead for us. Jesus beat up Satan's power. Then we believe in Jesus, we are reconciled. Our relationship with God was restored by Jesus' death. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. We shall be. Shall meaning future tense. Shall be saved by His life, meaning by Jesus' life. So that is called glorification. Glorification. So we see the bottom line, Satan was defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. Period. But Satan is not completely destroyed yet until Great Tribulation, the Millennium Kingdom comes. At that time, Satan was cast out in the bottomless pit. The Bible in the Book of Revelation, chapter 20, talks about that. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to.
Yeah, not
this. This is on here.
Yeah.
And
also, verse 4, so I wept much. I meaning John wept. Wept meaning here is sorrow. You know, so he expressed his sorrow. Wept, weeping. I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. Why? Because we know that Satan has an adversary possessory right. So until a certain date, somebody claimed that the earth, so that the earth title owner given ownership given to Satan. That is, for example, in California, 5 years, somebody occupied a certain third-party land, so for 5 years with a certain requirement, so that trespass passer becomes a true owner over their title. In Eastern State, 20 years required. So certain time. So that kind of law in the Old Testament, Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 29 and 37. If a man sells a house in a world city, then he may redeem it within a whole year. Why do you only 1 year? A whole year after it is sold, within a full year he may redeem it. But if it is not redeemed within the space of a full year, there is a statute of limitation, only 1 year, full year. Then the house in the world city shall belong permanently to him who bought it throughout his generations. It shall not be released in the Jubilee. Jubilee meaning the fifth year, that is Jubilee. So certain fifth year, the lost property owner, the loser might redeem his property in a certain regulation. So Jubilee doesn't work either. So that's why John is weeping, because a certain date the Jesus Christ might take over the earth, might not take over the earth completely. Satan might completely take over the earth. So all people are troubled under Satan. So Satan wants to be worshipped by the people. So a lot of troubles comes out. That's why John right here wept. John weeps much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. No one. So right here, the Satan has an adversary possession right because of Adam submitted to Satan by eating the forbidden fruit. Yes. Verse 5, but one of the elders, so we see it the last chapter, 24 elders, right? 24 elders. One elder said to me, John, do not weep. So encourage him, do not weep. Behold, or look, the lion of the tribe of Judah. So what types of lion? Right here. Tribe of Judah, Sir Lion, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. So right here, the one elder said, so Lion of tribe Judah, which means Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ will open as the title owner over the earth. He will open there. So what does it mean, lion? Lion in the Bible, authority, symbol of authority and power. So we see, the lion. Lion is like the top class, among animal kingdom, right? Lion, the giraffe, all other animals, follow the following lion, right? So lion is a top. So lion has a power, authority. So lion is the symbol of power, authority. So Jesus Christ has the power and authority. So that's why we can see Genesis chapter 49, verses 9 and 10, the Jacob or Israel either dying. That time Israel or Jacob called his 12 sons. Then Israel talked to Judah. Judah is a lion's wolf. Judah is a lion's wolf. For the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down, he lies down as a lion, and as a lion, who shall rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah. Scepter is the stick of the king. King's stick is called the scepter. Scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor lawgiver from between his feet. Until Shiloh comes, Shiloh meaning Messiah, or the Prince of Peace, so indicating Messiah Jesus Christ comes from Judah throughout David the king. And to him shall be the obedience of the people. So, right here, lion, we know that lion is the symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ comes from Judah, so that's why. Also, I want to, one more point, lion also evil power and authority too. Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says, be sober, or be not drunken, be sober. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, works about like a roaring lion, right, a lion, seeking whom he may devour, or he may eat up, devour. So right, a lion, evil, authority and power, symbol, a lion too. So, also right here, root of David. So, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, root of David talks about, there shall come forth a rod or a stick from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. Jesse, who is Jesse? Jesse is David's father. So, stem of Jesse, his root, Jesse's root, or David's root, because Jesse's son is David, David's root. So, therefore, the last verse talks about the lion of the tribe of Judah is the Lord Jesus Christ. So, the Lord Jesus Christ has the title owner of the earth. So, he will open the seal. So, let's see each question. In verse 2, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals, and why? So, who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Jesus was there with bloodshed to be paid to buy back the possession of the earth. Question 2, in verse 4, why did John weep? So, but still the earth is not completely given to the Lord Jesus Christ. Rather, the Satan is still working. So Satan has a possession right still. So in certain days, Satan will be cast out. The last question, what does the lion in verse 5 mean? The lion is the symbol of power, over authority. And any other meaning in the Bible? Yes. Because roaring lion, the first Peter, that is evil power and authority, indicating Satan or devil. Okay, let's just sing song all together. The last song right here. Let us sing. Page 2, number 3. Page 2. Yeah, page 2, number 3. Right here.